Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the recent senior expos you've had. I understand the last one you're having this year just recently wrapped up. How did it go?
Well, we recently had our Rowlett Senior Expo in Potter County. We had a huge crowd there. It was a wonderful event, as it always is. Special thanks to all of our sponsors and certainly to the Rowlett Volunteer Fire Department and their volunteer auxiliary who worked so hard with us to put this event together. I want to thank all of our volunteers. I want to thank my staff members. It's all about providing valuable information about senior programs to seniors and their caregivers. Every year we hear from seniors about help that they've received from these events. And once again, I'm glad we were able to host this event. This is our final for the year, and we're already looking forward to next year's event. We've got dates for next year. So look forward to hosting another series of senior expos next year. And in the meantime, if any seniors or their family members need assistance, you can always reach out to one of my district offices.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a grant program that would help those counties that have to deal with gas wells. What's going on here? What is this money for?
Well, there's a grant program that recently opened up to help fire, rescue, and EMS organizations prepare for gas well incidents. Emergency response organizations in or near counties where unconventional gas well drilling takes place, including all three of our counties, are invited to apply for the 2025 Act 13 Unconventional Gas Well Fund grant program that's administered through the Office of State Fire Commissioner. This fund was created by the legislature through Act 13 back in 2012, and it provides grants to volunteer and career fire and emergency medical service organizations, as well as to rescue personnel, to acquire the specialized training, skills, and equipment to respond to gas well-related emergencies to certainly keep our communities safe. There's an online application that remains open until 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 30th, so there's plenty of time to apply for this program, and I would certainly encourage our emergency response organizations to apply for this very important program.
I understand that there is a hearing coming up this week for the Energy Committee that deals with data centers in Pennsylvania. What's going on here? What do people need to know?
Well, the House Energy Committee is holding a public hearing next Wednesday on October 22nd at the state capitol on House Bill 1834. And that's a bill that would authorize the Public Utility Commission to establish a regulatory framework for data centers operating in Pennsylvania. And folks will remember that this is an important issue. We have a number of overall energy issues in Pennsylvania, and certainly the influx of data centers and the energy consumption that data centers use is a hot topic. We know that our grid is not as stable as it should be. We know that they're going forward. Energy consumption is going up drastically, and this is going to be a very informative hearing, and I'm looking forward to the information that we will gather as we continue to push for energy policy that actually puts more energy on the grid to, number one, take care of our energy consumption needs, and number two, to focus on bringing down the cost of energy. And that's certainly what I'm going to continue pushing for.
And of course, we are coming up on an election. What are the dates that people need to know? Voter registration, mail-in ballots? What's coming up here?
Well, there's some very important deadlines that are coming up for the general election that will take place on Tuesday, November 4th. Number one, the deadline to register to vote before the election is coming up, and that deadline is Monday, October 20th. That's the last day that you can register to vote and still vote in the general election. And also, the deadline is coming up to be able to vote by mail. The deadline to apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th. And the deadline to return that ballot is 8 p.m. on Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th. I certainly want to encourage folks to vote, whether it's in person or by mail, to be cognizant of those upcoming deadlines.
And Representative, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. Tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.